This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Think about it this way. My grandpa, who I never met, he died in the same hospital I was born in 2 weeks before I was born.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Joe Biden lying about where his grandfather died. That was it. Biden can't even say one simple thing and it be truthful. Biden's grandfather died in Baltimore, Maryland, September of 1941. Biden wasn't born until November of 42 in Scranton, Pennsylvania. But Joe Biden wants to connect. So he says, my grandfather was born in the very same hospital, died in the very same hospital where I was born, the same day or whatever. He can't say one statement without it being a blatant lie. What is this guy's problem? Welcome back. Welcome, I should say. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Wow. So much to talk about here. So much to digest. Joe Biden announcing that he's going to run for the presidency again. And the first word that he said in his on camera was freedom. Freedom. 7 second cameo in a 3 minute video that called MAGA extremists. That's what he called us. The people who believe in making America great again. How dare we? I've got a clip I'm going to play. It's a montage of the nonsense of Joe Biden. And thank you guys for putting that together, my producers. Let's just go ahead and play it. It may take up the rest of the segment, but I'm telling you, this is a lifetime of clips, bad things, stupid things that Joe Biden said. And this is like in a year. Just think about how many he's actually said. Here you go.
A poem, one today, says, and always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every county, country. Let me start this over again. Would we respond? Or would we look the other way? Would we be strong? Or would we be weak? Would we, all of our allies, be united or divided?
No, I'm just saying. I just found it interesting that Biden's being Biden's being an extremist.
Nuclear war isn't the only thing on Biden's mind. The next day, he went to Maryland to give a speech about the economy. Here's how that went.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America.
I have two words for you. What the I'm not.
God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. You know how much? You know how much I'm going to do with 1,500,000. And I had a terrible headache. Excuse me, a terrible headache. And sorry. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
When he does badly, when he stumbles, you get nervous. And you wonder, is it just a stutter? Is he tired? Or something else there? And so I think that people are just looking. I mean, honestly, I think a lot of Democrats are like, if this guy's ready to go, we're behind him. But if he's not ready to go, he should let us know. I think that's what's going on.
One of the greatest travesties of all is to see a person in the White House who, even after years of political experience, has absolutely no clue how to be the president of the United States. And I hope he has recovered, because, as you know, he fell off his bicycle today. we saw new standards. We set new standards. We slashed methane and brought over 100 nations together when I was at the big meeting we had in Europe.
It was all great until the end when everyone gathered around Obama and there was no one for Jill. He was found 2 hours later wandering around the garden department at Lowe's.
Joe Biden is now the most unpopular person in virtually any room he enters. If you doubt it, watch this. This was the scene at the White House today. Take a careful look at this. You've never seen anything like it. That's the President of the United States in his own house, shunned. Nobody would talk to him. So Biden wandered off looking vacant as a crowd formed around a former president, Barack Obama, who was obviously deeply grateful for the attention.
I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid. I married Dominic Giacoppa's daughter. I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about. Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And Mayor Turner, my family spent a lot of time here in Houston, by the way. Hey, John Eddie, how are you, buddy? I didn't see you there. I could be known for as president. I would be the president who, during his era, ended cancer as we know it. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
You know, I believe we have an opportunity not only to climb out of this awful hole, but to start building back better for the kind of economy we need for the future.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of called Crimea.
Right.
He's saying that it was President my boss. It's his fault.
I'm nominated Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat.
We'll be right back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden's got a lot of headwinds facing him. He's made his announcement. Don't take it seriously. Trust me. I know, Kevin, I mean, come on. I mean, first of all, I know you're not scared of Biden. I know you're not. Because if you are, the only thing you're afraid of is, can they cheat him back in? Because you're not afraid of Biden. Be honest. Do you really believe? Look, the polling, the latest polling, it's not my poll. I don't know whether it gets better or worse. I'm going to predict it gets worse for Biden. 70% of Americans don't want Biden. A significant number of Democrats don't want Biden. A significant number of independents and overwhelmingly Republicans do not want Biden. 70% of this country. How do you win with 30%? And oh, by the way, how do you poll at 40% when 70% of the people say they don't want you? This is why I tell you, ignore the numbers. And here's the other part. None of it's real. If you can stop the cheating, the Democrats can't win any election. They certainly can't get Biden cheated in a second time. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Major headwinds. Let's forget about Biden, the personal man. Look at what the Democrats have created. Look at the high crime neighborhoods.
Look at the black condition. Look at the female condition. Remember how that vote helped Biden so much? What do you think the trans stuff that he's doing is going to... How's that going to translate, pardon the pun, how's that going to translate to the women vote that he's relied on so heavily? Or the black vote? Or the Latino vote? Or the Guatemalan midget vote, for that matter? What is he doing to shore up his base? You think the kids love him? Did he get them that free college that they all wanted? Did he pay off all their bills? What possibly would make the Democrats say, let's re-up on Joe Biden? Woo-hoo-hoo, boy, I tell you what, except the idea that they can cheat in whoever they want in. And that's issue number one. His record. That's all we're talking about, his record. What's his record of achievement? Higher prescription drugs, higher medical costs, inflation through the roof, gas prices through the roof, fuel prices through the roof. A less safer country, a less safer America. I'm talking about domestically and internationally. An embarrassment. What do they possibly think they can achieve? That's just for starters. They cheated it. It sounds like a broken record, but I'm going to continue to tell you. Because I sense at times there are people out there who don't believe it. Don't give me the who shot John. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden hasn't won any election. The Democrats cheated in the midterms, and they're going to do it again. They're going to have a lot of tough hill. They're going to have a rough hill to climb this time, because even Democrats are going, wait a minute, we can't go on like this. If we do our job, that's all we got to do. Do our jobs. Go after the legislatures. Make sure that they stay Republican or conservative. I'm not exonerating the Republicans. They're a bunch of putzes, too. So the second thing he's got, big issue for Joe Biden, challengers. Now, I talked earlier about Joe Kennedy. We talked about him. Joe Kennedy... let me just let you hear how he sounds. This is an interview he did on Cavuto regarding vaccinations. I keep saying Joe Kennedy. I mean Robert Kennedy.
Having said that, I mean, a lot of people know you on your anti-vaccine views long before COVID. I think your niece had said your views are unfounded and potentially dangerous, and that's going to come up in this campaign if it hasn't already. How do you answer that here? There are many in your party who will argue, and others, that vaccines worked. They took a crisis and what could have been a plague across the world and seriously cut down on the deaths that would have been a lot higher without it, you say?
Well, I would disagree with you on that. I don't think the science supports that. I don't think you can show me any scientific study that shows that. In fact, the nations that didn't vaccinate had the lowest death rate. For example, Nigeria had a 1.5 vaccination rate, and it had a 14 deaths per thousand. We had 14 deaths per million population. We had 3,000 deaths per million population. Haiti had the same thing, almost no vaccination, had 15 deaths per million population. So they had 1/200 of the deaths that we had. We were one of the most heavily vaccinated countries in the world. We had the highest death rate in the world. We have 4.2% of the world's population. We had 16% of the COVID deaths. So that's not a success story. And if you look around the world, the nations that were the least vaccinated had also did the best in terms of preventing COVID mortalities. And particularly the nations that use alternative treatments like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You can look state by state. In India, country by country, and we, one after the other, that's what the data show. So I don't think
you sound a lot
any...
like you sound a lot like Donald Trump. He kind of espoused similar views.
I don't think he did. Donald Trump continues to say that his vaccination saved the world, and I just don't think the science is out there.
No, you mentioned hydroxychloroquine and some of these other treatments he did as well.
Well, he did, but he didn't let people have access to them. And as I said, the nations that gave people access to those treatments had much, much lower death rates and ended, in many cases, the pandemic.
To hear his voice? This too. I mean, you're already going to get hoarse on the campaign, just in regular. If you're already hoarse to begin with, I mean, he'll be... Or throat cancer or whatever. I don't wish it on him, but I'm just saying, he's going to have to do something different. But here's what I will say, and I'm not the only one talking about this. The fact that a Kennedy jumped in is a big deal. This is not a nobody. This isn't Asa Hutchinson. This isn't Tim Scott. And I know, oh, Kevin, Tim Scott's a senator. Tim Scott can't run a campaign to beat Donald Trump. And then I saw where, I don't know if this is true, but Kristi Noem is supposedly weighing in or something like that. I'm thinking, do you really? That's when you got to wonder if the establishment is that powerful. Kristi Noem, Donald Trump took this woman under his wings. Some people are thinking it'll be a Trump-Carrie Lake ticket. What are your thoughts about that? Anyway, I want to go back to this. Oh, in a minute, we're going to talk about Gavin Newsom in a little bit more depth. But I was giving you these reasons why Joe Biden is not going to run. And as I mentioned, one of the first things is his record. And the second are the challengers. And as far as challengers go, there's only rumors right now. But I think you're going to find... You don't want to know who the surprise one that I think is going to run? I think Andrew Cuomo is going to run. I think he's going to feel more vindicated. He's going to feel vindicated enough to think he can make it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Cities along the Mississippi River are preparing for what could be one of the worst floods in 20 years, thanks to the record snowpack melting and heading downstream. Many gauges along the river are already at major flood stage. Some towns won't see the water crest for another week. Same fear in California, melting snowpack turning into flooding that's led the National Park Service to close parts of Yosemite National Park starting tomorrow. Brittany Griner says she's happy to be out of a Russian prison, but does not begrudge other women who go there to play basketball. She says except for the Olympics, she'll never play basketball overseas again. The man who pioneered the tabloid talk show has died. Jerry Springer drew outrage and big ratings for 27 years. Many shows began with the audience chanting his name and ended with panel members in a fight. Jerry Springer died after a battle with cancer today at age 79. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden. This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
That was the RNC's ad for Biden. I hate that that ad starts out with him getting sworn in again. It's just so, that's horrible marketing. You don't have to pretend that he gets in to say the stock market is in decline and all those other things are happening. They're happening right now. Boy, I was talking to a CEO just the other day. He literally said this to me. He says, man, Biden has ruined my company. Now, the good news is, he goes, very wealthy guy. He goes, look, I'm not going to lose any sleep if I lose this money. And it was millions of dollars. But he goes, but this company is so ready for success. It upsets me what Biden has done. And I get it. I get it. Biden has ruined the market. It is in a state that people don't even recognize. Anyway, I was talking about some of the things that are plaguing Biden. And I mentioned scandals. Scandals. Joe Biden and his family are about to get embroiled. They think they're putting Trump on notice. Oh, Trump, Georgia's going to wait until the summer to file. To file what? Oh, Trump said to Roethlisberger, you need to really look at these people's concerns about the election integrity. Oh, he was trying to cajole him to force him to do something. No, he wasn't. He was saying, do your dang jobs. None of those things are going anywhere, but you know what is going somewhere? All these scandals involving the Bidens. This is why Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. He's 80. By election time, he'd be 82 years old. It ain't gonna happen. Just telling you. Which brings me to my fourth bullet point, health. Health. He's got major health issues. They're covering them up. Let me ask you, have you ever dealt with an elderly person who was starting to show signs of anything? I can use a real life example. I have a friend, his wife is showing signs of dementia. And we're friends, good friends. And he said to me, Kevin, he goes, next time I see you, he goes, I want to warn you. I'm not going to say names, but he said, my wife, she may not recognize you. And I went, serious? He goes, yeah, it's starting to get bad. Doesn't recognize the grandkids. When she's lucid, she's lucid. But it's becoming fewer and farther between. Now, I'm going to tell you, 5 years ago, sharp as a tack. 2 years ago, headed downhill fast. And I could give you more examples, but this is the one I'm dealing with that's right away. And I think she's early 70s, early to mid 70s. You know, it's funny. We're talking a lot about dementia, brain disorders, brain diseases. And we're talking about this with people who've never had a surgery, never had anything with their brain. Look at what's going on in the Biden family. Joe Biden has had, I think, 3 brain surgeries, and his oldest son died of a cancer of the brain. If there's any family that you'd have to question their brain power, it's them. How is the left going to handle this abandonment? Biden's got to leave. How are Democrats going to shove a knife in his back to get him to go? He may not want to go. Joe Biden may very well live under the delusion that he's a good president, that he's done well. I hate talking about polls. I mentioned the 70%. I'm not going into the numbers, the breakdowns and all that, because it's boring radio. Sometimes we do it because you got to do it, but it's boring radio. But it suffice it to say 70% of the people in this country don't want him. And yet he's declaring. I'm curious. I want to know. I don't know it. I would like to know the process that the powers that be finally say, look, Joe, you're out. And him going, but I could do, I mean, I, you know, I just don't understand. I don't know what happens, but it has to work something like that. Because the idea that Joe Biden thinks he's good, as I said, there's only one rational thing that you can think of when you hear this, and that is that Joe Biden is crazy. He's delusional. And if you admit that, then you got to talk 25th Amendment and all this other stuff. Cognitive testing, things like that. Writings on the wall. Post Robert Kennedy announcing a run against the sitting president and the dominoes will begin to fall. And here's what I saw. I saw a puff piece with the title, 2024 will be a repeat of Biden and Trump. And that's nonsense, because I've already explained Biden's not going to be the guy. So the man won't be lucid enough for public appearances, but they want to appear as though he's – and James Clyburn said Joe Biden's got to appear youthful and that he's got it all together. 2024 is going to be a horrible year for the Bidens in general and for Joe Biden in particular. The scandals are going to eat away at the little bit of brain matter that the man has left, and the scandals are only beginning in earnest now. Hunter is now having to put up a fight by accusing the people who dropped dime on him, the IRS whistleblower. They can't share my data. They can. And all the other things, the classified documents, all this stuff, none of that stuff is going to go away. It will metastasize. It will be cancerous. It will be malignant. And they will start removing body parts if it doesn't kill the entire body. Metaphorically speaking, of course. Wait another month, folks. You're going to see Joe Biden's head spinning. You think he looks stupid shaking hands with the air and pointing around and looking at stuff and acting like Mr. Magoo? Wait a month. Wait 2 months. And it's going to blow you away. And they're just beginning. Publicly, they may put on this face like, hey, we're sticking with our candidate. Privately, they're not. But I want to go back to the competition. Robert Kennedy, a moderate, garnered attention because he's a Kennedy. Iconic Democrat name, a legacy name. And two, as he explained in that clip we played, Kennedy fought against the vaccine mandates. He stood for freedom, something Democrats haven't done for some time. Oh, they talk about it. They talk about saving the democracy. They talk about preserving America's freedoms as they do the opposite, as they take it away. Robert Kennedy means it. Steve Bannon said, why don't we have a Trump-Robert Kennedy ticket? See, this is where I get – this is what pisses me off about the Republicans. Robert Kennedy, we don't need him.
Oh, that'll do it. What? Is that ticket any more effective than a Trump Holly, a Trump DeSantis, a Trump Carrie Lake? Oh, Kevin, the Carrie Lake, she's like another Sarah Palin. No, she's not. That lady is totally sharp. How do I know? Because I'm friends with her. That lady is sharp. And what she doesn't know politically, she studies. When I tell you she studies, she goes to work. Carrie Lake is the real deal. And she would make a fine VP. Now, she does, you know, she's going to have to learn on the job, so do most people. Look at Kamala Harris. Okay, slept her way to the Senate. What does she know? And she's a moron. We'll get to her next segment because we got a clip of her. So here's my question. Who goes after a sitting president challenging his dominance? Particularly when the president is said to have gotten 81 million votes. Does Kennedy realize that Joe Biden is the most popular human being on the planet ever? But apparently, Biden hasn't impressed or even intimidated Robert Kennedy. But Kennedy represents only the beginning, folks, of Biden's political end. He's going to get joined by others, and I predicted this. The next person that's going to enter the race against Biden will be California Governor and Chief Huckster Gavin Newsom. Newsom is actually trying to de-leftify San Francisco, a real issue. In an unforeseen development, they said Gavin Newsom has deployed the National Guard to assist in policing and cleanup efforts of the Democrat-run San Francisco. Newsom unveiled an unprecedented collaboration between CHP, California Highway Patrol, and the California National Guard, San Francisco Police Department, San Francisco District Attorney to combat escalating fentanyl crisis in the city. People are starting to raise the red flag and say, look, you better do something about this. So Newsom said his administration is going to focus on dismantling fentanyl trafficking, disrupting the supply of the deadly drug in the city by holding the operators of large-scale drug trafficking operations accountable. I don't know if he's going to do it, but here's what I will tell you. He hasn't cared about it up till now. Why the sudden care? Because it's a conservative issue.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On Kevino Jacksones.
Here she comes to save the day. Yeah, Kamala Harris. If there's anybody that can help Joe Biden pull it over the finish line, it's Kamala Harris. Woohoo! I can't wait to see what happens once the other people start to announce and how Joe deploys his most excellent VP. Because Newsom's coming in. That's why he deployed the National Guard to take on the fentanyl crisis. That's why he's going to clean up San Francisco so he can say, look, the crown jewel of California, man, we did it. We did it, man. Come in, man. He's Mr. Valley Girl, Valley Boy. Thinks he's cool. Thinks he's good looking. He's all that in a bag of chips. Got the bona fides. Pelosi's nephew, mayor of San Francisco, governor of California. Easy racist, shoehorned in. So what? They had a recall. He won. He beat old Larry Elder and a bunch of other people, right? Good for him. Kamala Harris, probably the most ineffective vice president I've ever seen. And there have been some ineffective ones. Quite a few. But Kamala Harris, man. Joe Biden sticking with her. That's what they said. Oh, Joe, man, he's nothing but loyal. Oh, yeah. Just play. Here's Kamala Harris. I should have done a whole clip of Kamala Harris making stupid comments. Do we have that?
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. And
you said that you feel the responsibility because you are the first and that you carry that with you. What does that mean for what you actually see as your biggest accomplishment?
Well, that's a great question. I'll tell you one thing. When I go to an event, whatever it is, and some dad or some mom brings their kids, daughters, sons, and says, that's your vice president. Mm-hmm. And challenges their kids to think about who does what as a way, I think, of empowering their kids to know they can do anything they want, not be confined by who has traditionally done what. I think that is, that's one of the things that gives me joy, is to know that might be a possible.
Do you think this is a border?
Not today, but I have before, and I'm sure I will again. And I remember watching in the Oakland Hills, Northern California, the landscape turning from green to brown. And everyone, from my mother, our teachers, the radio DJs, KDIA, Lucky 13, saying how important it was to conserve water.
What are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this country?
Well said.
We'll be from Asma Khalid of NPR.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Vice President. I wanted to ask you about some reporting that my colleague here in Poland noticed. He recently spoke with the mayor of the largest border town, who told him that the refugee system is essentially not set up for this, that it will collapse. It's an improvised system that can work for maybe 2 weeks, but not indefinitely. And I'm wondering what the United States is going to do more specifically to set up a permanent infrastructure. And relatedly, is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees? And for President Duda, I wanted to know if you think, and if you asked the United States to specifically accept more refugees.
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
Okay. So
it is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. We must together work together to see where we are, where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be, because we have the ability to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, and then to make the possible actually happen, to see what is possible, to see what can be, unburdened by what has been, to reject the notion that the way things have always been has to be the way things will continue to be. I have a motto. I eat and drink no for breakfast. I eat no for breakfast. I eat no for breakfast. There is no vaccine for racism. The climate crisis represents an existential threat to who we are as a species. Talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, because the reality is that the life of a black person in America has never been treated as fully human. We have supposed leaders who are pushing science fiction instead of science facts. This virus, it has no eyes, and yet it knows.
exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other.
You guys are going to see. You're going to literally see the craters on the moon with your own eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
With your own eyes, I'm telling you. It is going to be unbelievable.
A friend in need is a friend indeed.
And when folks vote, they order what they want. And in this case, they got what they asked for.
Great work. Thanks, guys. Kevin Jackson's you listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network. So Kamala Harris is on the hot seat. Here's what's funny about this. They believe that Joe Biden needs to help shore up Kamala Harris, and that's going to make it a stronger ticket. And it's the same ticket. A lot of people wonder if they would replace her. I could have answered that question for them. No. No, they're not going to. She won't be running as a VP. She won't even be running as a president in 2024. By the time the year rolls around, the Democrats will know who they want to jettison and why. Or the best timing for the jettison. And the best thing I can tell you is watch the news cycles. Watch when more comes out about Hunter. And we talked about it the other day. I don't want to redo it. But watch how it increases little by little. A lot. I Googled it. I looked at it just the other day. So I Googled Hunter Biden. And I got something like 38 million people were researching Hunter Biden. So then I said, well, let me just Google Joe Biden. Nothing to it. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Joe Biden got 21 million. Hunter Biden was almost an order of magnitude bigger than the President of the United States, people searching for Hunter Biden. Joe Biden got a lot. But not anywhere close. And the things that people are searching for, they weren't good. It was Hunter Biden with his baby mama issues in Arkansas, Hunter Biden and all the things leading up to this whole laptop thing and, you know, his troubles. And with Joe Biden, some of it was his announcement. You know what his announcement got? His announcement, when doing a Google search, got less than a million hits. A million. I don't know what typical would be, but I can bet you this. And even with Obama not being nearly as popular the second time than he was the first time, still, I'll bet you money he got well over a million hits. In fact, I will bet you this. I bet you Barack Obama gets more hits than Joe Biden right now. You want to know who dwarfs them both? Donald Trump. You can try it for yourselves. You don't have to believe me. And when you do, give me a call. Say, Kevin, I did it. And here's what I got for Biden. Here's what I got for Hunter. And here's what I got for Barack Obama. See what you come up with. I think you're going to... It won't surprise you that Barack Obama gets the most. But I think you're going to be surprised at how little attention gets paid to Joe Biden, the leader of the free world. We played clips earlier of people saying... Who would let this moron be in charge? I mean, literally shaking hands with air, looking like an automatron, like a robot. Zip, 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 zip. Democrats are in huge trouble. And this is why I keep coming back to this audience and saying to you guys, why are you panicking? Well, Kevin, they could cheat. You're right. They could. But you know what? If the Republicans are smart, they'll stuff the ballot boxes. They'll do exactly what the left is doing and force the cheat. Force it. Let them geo-track. Because at this stage of the game, we can do whatever we want. We could send illegal ballots, geo-track, and then whatever their defense was, we go, oh, I'm pleading leftism. I think it would be a smart move. Every time I bring that up at a Republican event, do you know what the people say? Kevin, that's brilliant. Force them to audit.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.